Dr. Wellington Ferguson, dictating preoperative history and physical on patient Boykin, B-O-Y-K-I-N, first name Bakari, B-A-K-A-R-I, date of evaluation, July 28, 2022, date of birth, February 11, 1992, referring physician, Dr. Steffman, the chief complaint, 30-year-old female seen preoperatively. The HPI. The patient is a 30-year-old African-American female who experienced a left wrist fracture, period. She stated that her hand was pinned between a metal can and wall in 2021, period. He underwent surgery January 21, period. The patient was felt to require additional surgery, period. He has had ongoing pain, which he described as grinding and aching, period. This is associated with numbness, tingling, and decreased range of motion, period. He notes that the pain radiates to the left elbow, period. He stated that he uses marijuana and heat for pain with mild improvement, period. His past medical history, hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, past surgical history, he is status post AICD in 2010. He reports having right ankle surgery in 2014, period. Medications, aspirin 81 milligrams one daily. Allergies, no known drug allergies. Family history, unremarkable. Social history, he notes occasional marijuana use, further reports occasional alcohol use, period. The review of system, constitutional, unremarkable, skin, he reports white discoloration of the left wrist, which he stated was secondary to steroid shots. Ears, he reports tinnitus. The remainder of the review of systems is unremarkable. The records from Epic are reviewed. it is unclear that he actually had hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. It is noted that he had a history of non-ischemic cardiomyopathy. He apparently had been evaluated by Kaiser Cardiology in 2019 and was seen by Dr. Brian O'Kelly. He has a chart history of LV compaction and primary prevention AICD placed in 2019. For LV non-compaction and concern for sudden cardiac death, period. He had never had an ICD defibrillation, period. He began having audible pacemaker alerts in 2019. He has had no history of syncope, period. He underwent wrist surgery in July 15, 2021 without complication, period. He is status post EP ablation August 31, 2010. He is status post permanent pacemaker generator insertion. Echocardiogram in 2019 revealed normal left ventricular size, left ventricular thickness was normal, normal left ventricular function was present with ejection fraction of 65%. There are apical trabeculations noted. Findings were again consistent with compacted myocardium and non-compaction, period. The physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure 127/81, pulse 61, respiratory rate 16, height 59 inches, weight 234.2 pounds, temperature 97.1. Skin, he has multiple tattoos. There is mild, moderate tenderness involving the left wrist, period. ECG demonstrates sinus bradycardia, 57 beats per minute, there is evidence of non-specific SD/T-wave changes, period. The impression, this is a 30-year-old male scheduled for surgery of left wrist, period. The patient has had prior surgery and is now scheduled for additional surgeries, period. He has history of cardiac disorder to include non-compaction and had an AICD placed for sudden cardiac death prevention, period. Patient otherwise appears stable, period. He should have pacemaker/AICD interrogated prior to his surgery, period. We'll discuss plan for surgery with his EP physician, period. He is otherwise felt to be clinically stable for his procedure. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.